situations. I mean, mine was a case in point. One example, and there were dozens. I had the amputation, and a nurse would say, I think we probably need to change the dressing. So I'd say, well, fine. They'd take the old dressing off. And then there would be a panic, the emergency bell. And apparently the rule is that when that happens, everybody drops everything and heads for wherever the problem is. And then an hour later, they may come back and take care of the problem. They'll finish off the job that they first started, i.e. dressing my leg. Now, when that wasn't a problem for me because I had all the time in the world. But when I now hear about this terrible virus, I can't help but feel that people sitting around with open wounds is just inviting trouble. And that is just organisation. Whether they don't have enough people or whether they all need to rush off to some point when there's a panic. Maybe a case of too many cooks spoiling the broth. So it needs organising, and like I say, you need to do something about the strange organisation. The physiotherapists report up through the hierarchy of physiotherapy. Presumably somewhere up there, somewhere, is a chief physiotherapist. But they never talk to the surgeons. Now, it's vital that they should do so, because the way the surgeon makes the cut can have a major impact on the construction of a prosthesis. Now, if you said to, and I've said it to them so many times, Ross Naylor, the guy who did my surgery, even Paul, I said, why don't you get down to the limb centre, show your face, show an interest, find out what's going on down there. It'll give them a huge boost, and you might actually learn something. But there's no way that Professor Naylor will belittle himself and go down and talk to the physios in the limb centre. It just doesn't happen, because it's all this way, and none of that.
Was all your chiropody on the NHS?
No, all paid for. I had the only right at the very end. No, I've never had chiropody on the NHS. I've always paid whatever the going rate is. Thought I'm due to see you. And I get it. I said to Darren, the guy who does my stuff in Bilsden, I said, look, I've had my leg off. It's half price from now on.